After a couple of months of no recording activity, Lionel Hampton was back in the studios with one of his all-star groups on June 9th, 1939. Ziggy Elman on trumpet and Jaime Schutzer on alto from the Goodman Band. Russell Prokop, alto sax. Jerry Jerome, also from Goodman, on tenor sax. Chu Berry on tenor sax. Clyde Hart, piano. Danny Barker on guitar. Milt Hinton on bass and Cozy Cole drums. This is If It's Good, Then I Want It.
If it's bad, I don't need it. If it's good, then I crave it. If it's bad, you can save it. Now my mama told me long ago, if you want to get along, then there's one thing that you ought to know is right from wrong. If it's good, then I want it. If it's bad, you can give it to the people who that want to woo the devil. But if it's good, then I want it.
For further announcements.
Announcements and more good news. Back again, now it's done. The city hall, just name was one. Stand by
for further announcements and more good news. Time marches on. We've been here a year today. Thanks to the FHA, we bought a home. And by the way, here's a payoff, here's a prize. We're rehearsing lullabies and by for further announcements and more good news.
This is June 9th, 1939. Ziggy Ullman, Jaime Schutzer, Russell Prokop, Jerry Jerome and Chew Berry, Clyde Hart piano, Danny Barker, guitar Milt Hinton on bass and Cozy Cole drums, Lionel Hampton on the vibes. Ain't You Coming Home?
Thank you.
Big Wig in the Wigwam. Hampton is on drums and Cozy Cole is playing the tom-toms. Days later, on June 13, 1939, Lionel Hampton had members of the Ellington Band in for a recording session. Rex Stewart, cornet, Lawrence Brown, trombone, Harry Carney, baritone, sax, Clyde Hart was on piano, Billy Taylor bass, and Sonny Greer drums. Memories of You. Thank you. the Jumpin' Jive.
Now the Jim Jim Jump is the jumping jive. Make you get your kicks on the Miller side. Hip hip. Hip hip. The Jim Jim Jump is the solid jive. Make you 9 foot tall when you're 4 foot five. Hip hip. Hip hip. Don't be that Icaroo. Get help and follow through. Get yourself some study fool to make the joint jump like the gators do. The Jim Jam Jump is the jumping jive. Make you like your eggs on the Jersey side. Hip hip. Hip hip. Jersey jive. Hip hip hip. Hip 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 on the Miller side.
Trombone, Harry Carney, who you heard on the baritone sax, Clyde Hart piano, Billy Taylor bass, Sonny Greer drums, with Lionel Hampton. Here is 12th Street Rag, with Lionel once again on the piano.
Thank you.
all-star group to top all-star groups. Dizzy Gillespie trumpet, Benny Carter alto sax, Coleman Hawkins, Chu Berry, Ben Webster tenor sax, Clyde Hart piano, Charlie Christian guitar, Milt Hinton bass, Cozy Cole drums. September 11, 1939. When lights are low. And on this one, it'll be Coleman Hawkins tenor that you will hear. Same tune. Same date of September 11, 1939, and with that same group, Dizzy Gillespie, Benny Carter, Coleman Hawkins, Chu Berry, Ben Webster, Clyde Hart, Charlie Christian, Milt Hinton, and Cozy Cole with Lionel Hampton. Here is Hot Mallets, written by Hampton, and the tenor you will hear is Chu Berry. This is Early Session Hop with Ben Webster's tenor sax.
Thank you.
September 11, 1939, Lionel Hampton with Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Benny Carter alto sax, Coleman Hawkins, Chu Berry, Ben Webster tenor saxes, Clyde Hart piano, Charlie Christian guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, Cozy Cole drums. One Sweet Letter From You with Coleman Hawkins tenor sax.
Sweet letter from you, I love to read. One sweet letter from you. You know that you left me so worried and blue. I'm always singing, what will I do? No, it's not fair, and you don't care for me, dearly. Just drop me a line if you just sign yours sincerely. You know that I'm praying the night and day through, just hoping I'll get one sweet letter from you.
So on that session, we had the three giants of the tenor sax, Coleman Hawkins, Chu Berry, and Ben Webster. At the time of that recording, Chu Berry was with Cab Calloway. Coleman Hawkins was leading his own group at Kelly's Stable in New York. And Ben Webster was with Teddy Wilson's big band. During the summer of 39, there had been very little recording, if any, of the Benny Gibbon Quartet. As mentioned, Gene Krupa had left, and so had Teddy Wilson to form his own band. On the urgent recommendation of John Hammond, Benny hired Charlie Christian. A new small group, a sextet, was formed. Lionel Hampton was the only holdover from the previous small groups. Nick Fatule was on drums. Artie Bernstein on bass. Fletcher Henderson, who had been filling in on piano with the big band for some months. Charlie Christian on guitar died after only 2 years with Goodman. But in that short time, he established a style that has influenced practically every other jazz guitarist who came after him. So here is the first recording of the sextet on October 2nd, 1939, Flying Home. Same date of October 2nd, 1939, the sextet recorded Rose Room with Benny Goodman, Lionel Hampton, Fletcher Henderson on piano, Charlie Christian guitar, Artie Bernstein on bass, Nick Fatul drums. Thank you. Later, Lionel Hampton is back in the Victor Studios with yet another of his all-star groups. As mentioned previously, the musicians loved Lionel Hampton. He was full of tremendous spirit, and it rubbed off on everyone around him. All the top jazz men were extremely happy when they got a call from Lionel to join one of his all-star groups for a recording. Hampton's exuberance enabled him to gather some of the very best of the jazz giants for these Victor recordings. And while they aren't the polished performances of a rehearsed big band or the quartet or sextet of Benny Goodman, almost all of them possess a relaxed drive and swing that you can expect to find at a jam session, for instance. For these sessions were a little more than a jam session. Very seldom were there any arrangements. Most of them were made with head arrangements. About all they did was to make the tune come out in the prescribed 3 or so minutes that the 78 RPM records afforded. And so there is much more of Lionel Hampton on cassette number 4.